Coming up on Smart Tech Today, Matthew Casanelli and I talk about the latest. Pinterest has a new AR feature to help you shop. Amazon is kicking out the Echo look. Google adds a new feature to Pixel called Safety Check to help you when you're walking alone. Plus, we provide some information to help you if you're protesting to keep safe and protect yourself from the age of surveillance. All that and so much more on this week's episode of Smart Tech Today. Stay tuned. Smart Tech Today is brought to you from Twit's LastPass Studios. You're focused on security, but are your employees? Well, LastPass can ensure that they are by making access and authentication seamless, whether they're working in the office or remote. Visit LastPass.com/Twit to learn more.
Podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
This episode of Smart Tech Today is brought to you by Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com, code STT. And by Molecule. Molecule is reimagining the future of your health with clean air, starting with the air purifier. For 10% off your first air purifier order, visit molecule.com and enter the code STT. Welcome back to Smart Tech Today, where we, of course, explain the exciting, the dynamic, and, well, the sometimes confusing subject that is the Internet of Things. I am Micah Sargent, and I am joined in this little bubble of the Internet Skype situation by my co-host, Matthew Casanelli. How you doing, Matthew?
Not great, but we're going to do a show anyways, because
we're here.
I feel great right now, but that's you okay know? Because we got some stories and some ways to help too.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to do today. And you know what? I want to just get right into it. Let's make this happen. Up first, Pinterest, you've all heard of that site. It's the internet's favorite corkboard or scrapbook, depending on how you look at it. I kind of think of it as a corkboard, but scrapbook is fine. There's now a shop tab in the lens camera search results that shows you in stock products. So this is kind of one of those ways to bring physical aspects of your world into the digital space and be able to find similar products or exact products. I remember one time I was in a Starbucks. This is back in the day when you could go be in a place physically. I know it's been a long time, but we were in a Starbucks and my friend, she saw someone's purse and she really thought she loved this purse. And so she holds up her phone to take a picture of the purse. And by fate and by fate and by chance, the whole Starbucks kind of gets quiet just as lulls in conversation take place at the same time that she hits the button and realizes that she didn't have the silence switch turned on and the camera makes this loud sound. And is it a little bit dark in the Starbucks? Yes. And so what does the iPhone do? It also turns on the flash. And so the person turns to her and shows that, yes, indeed, the camera, she took a photo of the woman. And she quickly explained, I just wanted to take a photo of your purse because I wanted to look it up later. So in theory, this could help with something like that. Again, you would still need to make sure that you had your flash turned off. But I don't know. I kind of like this idea. If you are looking for... if you sort of see an idea of a product that you like, but you're not sure maybe you don't want the exact product, but you like the style of it or something like that, then you could find it online and find good prices for it. And in fact, the screenshot shows they've taken a photo of a lamp, and then you can find ones for $24, $44, $35. Kind of a good idea, I think.
Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense. Like the visual search with your camera at something that you're looking at and then just being able to immediately buy it sounds helpful. I feel like this would be most useful like out in this. It's almost like the reverse of the AR stuff that people do where you can get the product and put it in your room. It's like when you see the product, you can actually just get it right away. But I thought this was an interesting pairing with the next article because Amazon has discontinued the Echo Look, which is the product that they had that you could sit in your house and like show off your outfits to and then buy those things online. And so I thought it was just like a perfect pairing because it's like this is it should just be something a phone can do. You don't need a dedicated product for it. Right. Amazon's telling people like just recycle yours because we're not going to support it anymore.
Yeah, I think that product from the get-go was kind of a questionable. I can remember the questions there surrounding it. Kind of a what's the point of this exactly? Why do we think it's a good idea to put cameras in people's homes in this way?
In the bedroom, especially.
Yeah, in the bedroom, in the closet. What? And as you're dressing and then you take photos in front of it. Yeah, it didn't really seem to be something that made I don't know. I never felt comfortable with it in the first place. And that's the thing though, is that I like the idea of using machine learning, some AI to try and help suggest maybe clothing like options.
Color combos, because I don't know how to like match those well. And if, especially if it already has it. But I feel like that's where it's like you load all of your clothes into a system and then it just does that. You don't need to like have an always on camera in your house.
Yeah. So. A specific device that does that. And then is also probably piping your information over to Amazon to suggest from Amazon's brands on what clothes you should get. That's where it didn't seem to do well. So that's going to stop functioning July 24th. So you have until July 24th to, or excuse me, not even July 24th of this year, but July 24th of next year. So between now and July 24th, 2021, users can back up their images and videos to their Amazon Photos account. And you can, of course, delete your existing photos and videos. You just have to do so before the deadline. If it comes after that, then you have to contact Amazon to have those removed. But if you want to save your photos and videos from the Echo Look, then you just create an Amazon Photos account, unless you already have one, in which case your photos and videos will be backed up automatically. So there is a place to store them, even though this is going away. And this was one of those products, too, that did a weird blurring feature. That it was kind of odd. I think if I remember correctly, former host of Triangulation here on the Twit Network, let me see, Denise Howell has an Instagram account using the Echo Look for all sorts of different outfits. And I think she's the only one I know who has used the Echo Look.
The only person.
regularly. And actually, you know, had a good reason to use it. Just outfits all day, every day, loads and loads of different outfits. She also sort of advocates for reusing, you know, your current wardrobe in different ways. And so you'll see repeats of different bits of outfits as she puts things together. But yeah, she made the Echo Look work really well. And I'm curious what products she'll be using going forward. Now that the Echo Look is going away. But good for you, Denise Howell, the one person keeping the Echo Look going. Now, this is no surprise to me. We've heard a lot about Google Nest. I've seen many different viral posts about Nest devices being hacked or being used to sort of spy on people. And so I'm not surprised that Google is adding something called its Advanced Protection Program to Nest devices that will, quote, add an extra layer of security to its devices. It's the strongest level of Google account security, and it was made for people that are at high risk of targeted online abuse. So journalists, activists, business leaders, et cetera. And I had it enabled for a while. What it does is it requires extra factor authentication steps, as well as some other things where you can't link up with certain apps, you can't do certain integrations and things like that. So it's just a way to lock down your account even more and add some more security to it. But it is being added to Google Nest as well, which again, I think is a good way to go about it. It's going to stop automated attacks, which are great, but then also help people who may be victims of phishing, because that ends up being the situation with people's cameras being spied on, peeked in on. It's not a situation where they are. It's not as if Nest's actual online service has been hacked or something like that. Yeah. It's come as part of a phishing attack.
That does actually remind me, when I was researching the story, I did see that whoever reported out to Google like 2 weeks ago when we talked about the latest exposure, like Google sent them a bunch of free products because they were like, thank you so much for actually reporting this in detail and giving us, it's like they gave them like a Home Max and stuff like that. So,
oh my.
Yeah, they're like, it's very important that this stuff is secure. So it's good to see this for Nest too. I didn't even really know about the whole advanced protection program. And it's maybe makes sense depending on who you are.
Yeah, it's weird. I would have kept it enabled, but it made it so that an email program I was using, I couldn't do, I couldn't sync it with my Google accounts. Because essentially Google has to bless integrations before they're added to that advanced protection program. So if you're not using an app or service that is blessed by Google, then you aren't able to connect it with your account. And then there are some issues with other, you know, sign in with Google and stuff like that. There are some sign in with Google systems that won't work with it. And so, yeah, it ends up being a problem if you want to be a little bit more freewheeling on the web. That's kind of where it spoke to me, as this is, you know, maybe something that you would enable for your work account, but not for your personal account or something like that. So that way you can have that separation between the two, and you're not going to be using your work account to log into your, some online game site or something like that.
Cool. That makes sense.
Yeah. So I kind of like this next story. You want to tell us about a Nest Hub Max that is simplified for retirement homes.
Yeah, this is nice. They just have Google's been trying to research ways to like keep older people mentally and emotionally connected during quarantine, especially. And I've like noticed this just with my family too, is like wanting to do some more of those video chats too. So they're implementing like a simpler UI that's, for lack of a better word, like kind of old people mode, where it's like things will be bigger and things like that. That's easy. I mean, just easier to understand and simpler. Like, I do know even with my Nest Hub thing, like just trying to do the UI stuff does have a lot of like gestures that aren't necessarily immediately obvious. So making that more simplified if you need it is a great call. Even harking back to like accessibility stuff that we've been talking about in the past, that matters for people of all ages, not just like physical accessibility needs.
Yeah. I think this is great. And I love the idea of simplifying, because I was just I was thinking about my grandma just yesterday with all of this going on, and the people that she normally goes to see who she can't see right now. I have a close family friend who was diagnosed with COVID-19 and is in the hospital. And is an older individual, and thinking about how people are choosing between health and longevity versus loneliness, and you know the weight of those things in this time, because to a certain extent, I just imagine it must be very difficult when you should you reach a certain age and you have to consider COVID-19 as a risk versus being able to do anything and spend time with anyone. Any way to ease that burden, I think, is a good move.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I'm really sorry to hear that also. I've been trying to figure out something with my family of like just trying to stay in more communication, because like our nephew is just like, or my nephew is really young, and at a certain point they do need that type of connection as well. But that's definitely not pales in comparison to that type of struggle. So I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. I'm with you there. If you come up with some idea on, an easy way to get more people together, from their respective places, do let me know. 'Cause I've been trying to think of a way, you know, even if it's like a shortcut that you can, I could
make FaceTime
send
calls
to, I send a shortcut to grandma and all she has to do is tap on it. And then it has her join a Zoom call or something like that. And then I send it to my mom and you know what I mean? And everybody gets to quickly and easily get access to this, because there are some, you know, FaceTime is okay, but it seems to really chomp on Wi-Fi. It's very hungry for Wi-Fi. So grandma's always up, up, beep, burp, burp, in comparison, whereas Zoom and Skype do try to, I think they do a better job of limiting bitrate and things like that to try and keep the connection more stable. So anyway, yeah.
Yeah, we totally should though. Like there's definitely, Zoom has shortcuts for their app, which is good. And you can like join into your personal meeting. And then maybe there's even some way, like if you put it on your website and just like a URL,
then
you could change that every time if you need to. And then the shortcut could just grab from that URL and like open that in Zoom. So let's do
that. That could work. Yeah. Let's look into that for sure. And then up next, some YouTube Premium users are going to get a free Nest Mini. So it's interesting. Both Amazon and Google have done this quite a bit, where they are giving out free devices, especially the small devices, to different users, to different subscribers. And so there have been situations where I've subscribed to something temporarily, or I already was subscribed to something and then claimed a free product. And I've gotten a free Nest Mini, although it was the last generation model. So is this this generation model now?
That's what I'm not sure about. I kind of have a feeling it's not because I don't know. I can't tell. So I get that is the one thing I wanted to compare once I got mine, because I did it through Spotify's family plan last time and got one of them. So I kind of was like, since I've been a YouTube Premium subscriber or it was YouTube Red originally for a long time, I was like, I mean, why not? Since I've already made the decision to put a Google Home in my space, like that is, obviously, you have to decide that you want one of these in your space and things like that. But free is free at the same time. It'll be interesting to see if it's any better. Also, like if people don't know, I mean, it's a shame that it's now more expensive, because it used to be $10 a month, which is like, I think I'm grandfathered into that plan, which is very nice. But like just using YouTube Red and not having to watch ads really changed my relationship with YouTube, because it always kind of is like, it's kind of like a slog to watch the ads before every single video. And then once you remove that, it was like, oh, I get it. Like YouTube can be that tool that I can go to whenever I need to. And I mean, like, obviously I make YouTube videos, so that's part of the decision too, but it is like, it just makes a big difference if you like don't go on YouTube that bad. I don't know. Like I used to be that way, and then paying for YouTube actually made the difference of like turned it into a social network.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. Well, and I am no longer a subscriber, but I was for a long time. I was watching more YouTube videos at that period of time. And so there was a reason for me to be a subscriber, and I just haven't in a while. So I stopped being one. But while I was, I really liked that. And it really does separate the experience because then, you know, you, if you are a subscriber and then you happen to be with people and they're like, watch this YouTube video. And then there's this ad that plays at the beginning. You go, ah, how can you stand this? The separation between the two is really quite front of mind once you've become a subscriber. And it's just like, oh, golly, how can you even do this? This is so perplexing. But yeah, I find that kind of funny how that ends up being an issue for people. Whatever, once you become a subscriber, it's hard to go back to not being one. That's how they get you.
Yeah, I mean, I also am like locked into the plan. It's like, I don't want to lose that because I don't want to pay for it more in the future. So, but I use it.
Yeah. Tell us about, so Google updated the Pixel with a new feature that's called Safety Check. And this, of course, is I think, a necessary feature. And they have kind of marketed it as a feature that's helpful for when you are out somewhere alone for a walk or a run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you like set a timer and say, I don't know if it's it's a time, and then it starts a countdown timer. But like, if I haven't messaged you by 9:30 p.m., it can like immediately send them a message or share your location with emergency services and things like that, or emergency contacts or dial 911. You get to choose, but it seems like a great feature. Like we will talk about it in a few minutes, but I have sort of like a similar shortcut that I built, so it's kind of fascinating to see Google do something like this. Like, it just makes sense in general too, but it's sort of like interesting on June 1st after a bunch of protests, and that did not necessarily go well for a lot of people. Like, it almost seems like a response to that. It's like, if you're going to go out and riot, use this type. I mean, not riot. That's, I don't approve of that.
Protest. Yeah.
If you're going to go out and protest, like, this is a good way to do it. So it is interesting. Like, I saw a thread from KQED about like how to protest safely and things like that. And I appreciate that on some level that is like encouraging people to continue doing it. But it's also going to be useful in the long run.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the thing about many of these features is that they have a longevity to them that, maybe for now it's a necessity, but when regardless of what the situation might be, it's always helpful to have these kinds of features. And the last story that we have here is an excellent piece, frankly. It was just published yesterday, as of today, which is June 1st. Yesterday would have been the 31st of May, from Wired, and it's called How to Protest Safely in the Age of Surveillance. Because regardless of what country you are in, law enforcement has tools to track your movements and access your communications. And so this talks about ways to protect your smartphone. It talks about ways to cut down on surveillance of you, and goes into detail about the different ways that law enforcement are using tools to do so, and then what you can do to sort of counteract that, and what methods, including, you know, prepaid phones and things like that. Very, very helpful. And again, these are things that even outside of protesting are opportunities for people to claim or reclaim privacy and protect themselves in that way, and and keep a lock on their personal data. So this stuff is helpful regardless of what happens to be going on.
Yeah, I agree. Especially, I mean, like, just things about like basic encryption on your devices and having secure passcodes. One thing that I was tweeting out is also like, if you hold the power button and the volume up, I believe, on your phone, like you're going to turn it off, doing that deactivates the phone in order to, like, you have to type in your passcode again and Face ID can't be used. So that essentially, in, like, your stuff is already encrypted. So it's like brick to anyone who doesn't have your passcode. So those are always good tips as well if you are like potentially going to lose it. I mean, a huge thing that they say is don't even bring it, because like if you are messaging over your networks and things like that, there's been plenty of stories like published in the New York Times, like the massive visualization of how they can people can use your location data from your cell phone to like basically track that you were there and also that you went home and things like that. So it can be pretty serious. But absolutely. I think getting like the advice from people who know what works makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. All right. We are going to take a quick break and I suppose a break from seriousness here to talk about Manscaped, which is sponsoring this week's episode of Smart Tech Today. Manscaped is, of course, the company that provides products to help you, let's just say, care for yourself and care for your body. Look, I will be honest with you. For the longest time, I had used an eyebrow trimmer, one of those little electric eyebrow trimmers that are battery powered, to do personal grooming. And that seemed to be the best tool. It was, you know, maneuverable and had the right battery power and things like that. And then Manscaped came along and became a sponsor of the Twit Network. And I have to tell you, the lawnmower is the, as the product is called, is the tool for proper trimming and care. So this product, which has a ceramic blade, a ceramic trimmer, and an adjustable, this is kind of cool. The guard is adjustable, so we can go one and two, and the blade is easy to replace as well. And it is wireless and charges using the charging plate. So it's quite nice, very lightweight, and I'm impressed. Now, Manscaped, of course, it had an engineering team that spent about 18 months crafting the perfect trimmer and just released this new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. With the third generation, you get that ceramic blade to prevent, as they call them, manscaping accidents, plus nick-free trimming because of the skin-safe technology. Manscaping accidents are finally a thing of the past. Now, the battery is going to last you up to 90 minutes, so you can take a longer shave. It's got an LED light so that everything's illuminated. You know, those areas where you might be grooming are a little bit darker. And so this provides for a precise trimming experience. Also, this, I think, is one of the best parts. I'm going to do a little Foley work here. That you hear is a 7,000 revolutions per minute motor with what they call quiet stroke technology. Let me just show you here on my arm. I can so easily run this across my arm without any nicking, anything like that. And it just cuts away the hair. I mean, I've got nowhere to be. Who cares? And so I can run this down my arm with no problem. Sometimes you get those you get those trimmers where you run it across and it's like, and it stops. Certainly with that eyebrow trimmer I was using, what an embarrassment. This just glides so easily across my arm and I can remove the hair with no problem. That's because of that 7,000 revolutions per minute motor. But of course, it remains quiet that whole time. So you out there should subscribe and get a new replacement blade refill for your lawnmower's trimmer delivered right to your door every 3 months, which, of course, will be to make sure that your trimmer always stays fresh and clean. Yes, every 3 months is how often they recommend you should replace it. And so by getting that that delivery, then you're always getting the sharpest blade when it's time. And if you're looking for a great gift without leaving the house, you can get the Perfect Package 3.0 plus the Peak Hygiene Plan for the ungroomed in your life. And with Father's Day coming up, this is a great gift for that time. So you definitely want to experience this product firsthand for yourself. You can get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com with the code STT. That's 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com with the code STT. Once again, manscaped.com, code STT. Our thanks to Manscaped and the Lawnmower 3.0 for sponsoring this week's episode of Smart Tech Today. Alrighty, we thought that with the protests going on right now and folks using this time to speak up and speak out against police brutality, that the project this week should be something that's helpful to those of you who are either getting out and, you know, making your voice heard, or frankly, in any situation where you might feel unsafe and want to do something to keep yourself protected. So Matthew, the king of shortcuts, Casanelli, has a shortcut for iOS, and then I will share an option for Android users on what you can do should you be pulled over by police officers or are in a situation where you feel unsafe and want to record the situation so that you have that information should you need to use it. So Matthew, mm-hmm. take it away.
Sure. So someone alerted me to a thread on Twitter where somebody had the story sort of goes layers deep because it's a thread on Twitter where they posted a video from TikTok of somebody explaining this shortcut. But this originated on Reddit actually last fall and had even gotten picked up by like CNN of it's a shortcut to use if you happen to be detained by the police and you want to basically let your family or trusted contacts know that something is happening and also to record the video. So just sort of like that's been a major trend throughout this weekend is video showing what's happened really brings like truth to people's eyes because you can't deny what you're seeing in front of you. And so this is a really good way of the shortcut will first, when you add it, it will ask you to add a contact that will be messaged. And then when you run the shortcut, it will send a message to the person basically saying I'm being arrested or detained, or you can change the message if you want. But it sends that message first so that pretty much like immediately somebody in your family or somebody knows what's happening. So it's not just like you didn't come back from a protest or something like that. But then it also then uses the camera to take a video using the front facing or rear facing camera, depending on what you set. One of the downsides is that you do have to tap done and then use video before it gets sent. And so that's sort of why it splits out the message first so that you're not like waiting to send to record the video and then send it afterwards. But basically then it's, I tweeted out my own versions too, because I changed them slightly as I like learned more stuff of, you need to save the video to your device first. If you just use the take video action, it might not actually fully save. So that was like the first improvement that I made on the video that I saw. And then, the other one was in order to get your current GPS location and send it to somebody. And there's two tricks too that you could use there where if you use, part of the problem is that if you use get my current location in shortcuts, it makes a brand new GPS call and that can take like a couple of seconds maybe. It goes really slow on iPads. I assume nobody's out there protesting with an iPad. that would just be ridiculous. But then there's a trick that I saw online where if you get the current weather and then you get the location from the weather action, it basically does the exact same effect, but immediately, just because your phone is like regularly pinging for weather. I don't know if it's exact, like where you are, it might use one of the last locations. So that's not as reliable, but you can go either route depending on basically your priority. If you like think you won't have service at all, like send it as fast as possible sort of thing. But then basically you can send your GPS location to a trusted contact as well. So it's like, here's where this happened. And even just like a note about making types of tools like this and people like me who are white, who are trying to make a difference. I think a big thing is like, do something anyways, and if you make a mistake, remove it and continue forward. Like I made another version of the shortcut where there's a whole lot of like unrest around the protests, and it's like oh, make sure to like report people. And then people were like, you suck. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to take this down. This is not okay. Like, use mm-hmm. those tools for good. And also, if you do make a mistake, remove it and say something and then continue forward. Like, I think that saying something is much more important than potentially making one mistake. And even as a person of, like, who has that privilege, it's like, I can make that mistake and it's fine. And it's not going to end my career or something like that. So I think that's another thing too, is putting your voice out there when you are not necessarily like sure about it is more important and even less risk for you. So that was one of the reasons I want to like share these types of things, is because since this actually went viral, like the person who was tweeting it was already going viral. And then I think like 5,000 people have downloaded the shortcut so far, or one of the versions I made, which at least makes me feel better that maybe some people who are out there protesting were able to stay in contact with their family. And like Lifehacker actually picked it up today, which is cool. So they picked up one of my articles last year and have sent me the most traffic I've ever gotten since then. So thanks, Lifehacker. That's always appreciated. But it is good because it's like, I think what was cool about this is even though it ended up reaching like potentially like 150,000 people, I think a lot of those people were regular people and not people in my circles in the tech community. And so I was just like appreciative too that regular people find this stuff valuable and are like willing to use these types of things to protect themselves or like if they hear about it, which is always neat. And a big thing too, if you are downloading shortcuts for the first time, you have to go through a whole process of toggling add untrusted shortcuts on in the settings, and it won't even be available if you haven't run a shortcut yet. So you might have to get one from the gallery, but there's a lot of people. I'm glad I put those in the shortcuts too, because those like tons of people had to figure that out for the first time too. But, and another, I guess the last step is you can add it to your home screen too. So a big part is that you're able to just like pull out your phone and tap one thing. It could be in the widgets section. You could run it from Siri also. Like, I don't know about waiting for Siri to reply for something like this, but it's one tap to contact your family and document what's happening and then also send your location afterwards. So could be useful to people.
This becomes all the more useful to people as the president has announced that if governors do not get these protests under control, he will send in members of the military to do so. So with that in mind, I think it's all the more important to have these options to, in theory at least, protect yourself with evidence of brutality in any way. And I like what you said, Matthew. That's something that I want to double down on. The pride and fear of making a mistake out in the open outweighing your desire or ability to try and help out. That you choose to try and help out rather than letting your pride get in the way is a thing that I think is a good point to hammer home and encourage. And I feel that you have done so in a way that does not drown out Black voices and does not, you know, step on anyone. And so I appreciate that. And I appreciate the messages that you, the tools that you've made available. On the Android side, I was looking for a way, you know, Android does not yet have shortcuts. Google seems to be working on a type of shortcuts system for Android. But in the meantime, I was doing some research and there is an app, I will include a link to it in the show notes, called Mobile Witness. And Mobile Witness has some of these features available where you can do audio and video recording as well as uploads to Dropbox or other places and location as well. It's privacy focused, meaning that your recordings and your location are not sent to the app's servers. You choose to upload them to a personal server or to Dropbox, Google Drive, OneDrive, and that's where the information is stored. And so you know, in that way, you would give access to that Dropbox folder to someone trusted so that they could access that information if they needed to. And it lets this information be uploaded to, you know, a cloud backup or something like that, where it's available to someone who you trust to have it if you're ever in that situation. So, yeah, we'll include a link to that in the show notes. It does have in-app purchases. It's free to download and then in-app purchases. But without shortcuts, this is the second thing. Yeah. This is the possibility for you.
It's also there. It's worth noting too that if you are going to be filming, to try not to like show individual protesters' faces in the video. Like, it actually is ironically helpful that everybody has masks right now, because everybody has a legitimate reason to be wearing a mask. But it is like, just because it can be potentially incriminating. Like, that was, I had had the intention of good effort, but it's, people were like, don't have one that posts the GPS online, because then that basically makes it incredibly easy for somebody else to pinpoint and go look through your photo at somebody else who's in the corner and things like that. And it can be like especially used for black people and stuff like that who are in the shot, because that it can be incriminating later. So definitely be careful if you are doing that. Like, try not to show people's faces.
There you go. All right, we're going to take another quick break before we round things out with the picks of the week. This episode of Smart Tech Today is brought to you by Molecule. Molecule now offers its breakthrough Pico technology across a range of products, not just one, but multiple, providing a solution for the entire home when it comes to air purification. Whether you need the Molecule Air for larger rooms or the Molecule Air Mini for smaller rooms, you can now choose the unit that's best for your space or create a bundle to provide an air purification solution for your entire home. Pico, that's photoelectrochemical oxidation technology, destroys VOCs, volatile organic compounds, as well as bacteria, mold, viruses, and allergens. See, here's the thing. You may have heard a conversation surrounding Molecule and the way that it cleans the air versus HEPA filters and things like that. Well, Molecule has provided the information that you need here. HEPA filters, the ones that you might be more used to, haven't been updated in 70 years. In fact, they were invented back in World War II and have pretty much remained the same since then. Molecule's filtration system doesn't just collect pollutants on antiquated filters, those HEPA filters, but it also destroys them on a molecular level. Traditional filters, they collect larger pollutants, but smaller ones slip right through the cracks. And while they may seem small, these tiny particles are a big deal to allergy and asthma sufferers. Molecule is your best defense against allergy season. You're creating truly clean air, combating allergy season by destroying allergens in any room in your home. Breathing clean air can help you sleep. In fact, placing your Molecule air purifier next to your bed cleans the air you're breathing. And customers have even reported feeling energized after getting the best night of sleep they've had in years. Molecule has been tested, it's been vetted, and it's been proven. In fact, Molecule's Pico technology and filtration systems have been verified by third-party laboratories like the University of Minnesota Particle Calibration Laboratory and Intertech, so you know you can trust them. You can get the Molecule Air for large rooms and the Molecule Air Mini for smaller rooms, or bundle to cover your entire house. For 10% off your first air purifier order, visit molecule.com and enter the code STT at checkout. That's MOLECULE.com and enter the code STT at checkout. Our thanks to Molecule for sponsoring this week's episode of Smart Tech Today. Alrighty, I have a non-standard pick of the week this week. There is a thread where an individual has put together a list of places, a list of organizations where folks can go to provide some relief during these protests. I feel very strongly that it is my duty to speak up and to provide people who want to support those who are speaking up and speaking out a way to do so. And so I've included a link in the show notes with vetted and updated links to different organizations where, if you would like to, you can make a donation in different places, be it LA or Philly or Chicago or Minnesota, Georgia, many different places. So again, up to you whether you want to do so, but this has vetted and updated links for these different organizations to bring about change by supporting these protesters and bringing justice for George Floyd and, frankly, many, many others. So that is my pick of the week. Matthew, what is yours?
I first just want to reiterate that I think every person listening should, first of all, listen to Micah, and second of all, make a donation, because that's the most important thing you can do right now, especially if you're just at home and feel like you can't leave or something like that. Especially, I mean, all of this is happening among a pandemic as well, which is why it's like incredibly encouraging, honestly, to see so many people out continuing to protest, especially even as we speak. So I definitely recommend this, and I'm going to be donating the proceeds from this episode to one of these, just to like put my money where my mouth is, because I think it's incredibly important. And the person linked in the thread to Matthew Cherry, I've been following him, and he posts a lot of this stuff. It's like, I've been intentionally trying to put both good things like this and things that are maybe shocking into people's threads, into people's feeds, because I know that otherwise some people won't be seeing this or move to take action. So I've been trying to use my channels to encourage people to do that. I think another important thing for, if you are white and not sure, like one major thing, at least, first of all, if you're going to be posting about stuff, don't use the words I or me anywhere in your tweets. Like, that's the simplest way to literally not make it about you, even if you are struggling with something like that. But the other way is to amplify Black voices. And so one of the voices I want to amplify is, I just realized I've never said his name, Samuel Sinyangwe. It's a thread of like 10 research-based solutions to stop police violence. So tons of facts and data and research. I want to basically go through a lot of this and try to, I mean, it even sounds trivial saying it out loud, but try to turn stuff into shortcuts to, at least if people can use this, because that's the area that I know, and I want to be able to create more tools that people can use for individual action for things like this. So that's definitely a good resource to follow. And then another one is an article from Bustle of 10 books about race to read instead of asking a person of color to explain it to you. And this is another major thing, is don't ask other people to do the research for you. Go and do it yourself. It's very readily available, especially this week. And there's tons of information there. And it's like, this stuff will re-educate you basically on what has happened in the United States and frankly is still happening in the United States.
Matthew Casanelli, thank you very much for sharing those links and for your advocacy and your support as well. Thank you to all of you out there who are doing the same in the different ways. And, you know, I'm thankful that I have this platform and the full support of the company that I work for to use this platform in this way, and that we can do a show and we can also talk about these things at the same time. And that means a lot to me, and it's a trying time. It's a trying time, and I'm appreciative of everybody out there who's been very supportive. So folks, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Smart Tech Today. You can, of course, send your questions to have them answered on the show to stt@twit.tv. Of course, we record the show live every Monday, except on holidays, at 7 p.m. Eastern, which is 4 p.m. Pacific, 2300 UTC. If you want to subscribe to the show, you just head to twit.tv/stt, and you'll find links to subscribe to the show in its various formats, be it audio or video, and across all different sorts of apps. So if you're using Spotify or YouTube or Google Play Podcasts or whatever it's called these days, you can subscribe to the show in all those different places. And we do appreciate you for tuning in and for subscribing. That's very helpful. Matthew Casanelli, if folks want to follow along, let me know where they can do that.
They should not follow me. They should follow a Twitter list from Anthony Quintantano, who has, I posted this, I'll pin it to my profile, but he has 980 members of the press who are covering the George Floyd protests, and people should follow that and see what's happening.
Beautiful. What about you? Yeah, you can follow along with the stuff that I do by going to chihuahua.coffee, that's chihuahua.coffee, or follow me on different social media at Micah Sargent. It is, if you see a completely black avatar or profile photo, just a black square, a black circle, depending on, that is me. I just... that's my profile photo right now. So, I'm just confirming that that is indeed me, at Micah Sargent on pretty much all of the social things. I guess, that brings an end to another episode of Smart Tech Today. And it is time to say goodnight or good afternoon to our smart assistants. Good night.
Black Goodbye. Lives Matter.
Amen.
Check out other shows here on Twit TV, including my show, Hands-On Photography. On this show, I'm going to show you how to get the most out of your camera, as well as be a better post-processor. So head on over to twit.tv/hop and subscribe now.